It's time for our community Gartha slot, and we welcome Gartha Gráinne Doherty into studio. Gráinne, good morning. We're starting with something that we referenced on the show yesterday, actually, and we spoke to Cian's mother. It's the first anniversary of Cian Langolan's disappearance.
It is, yeah. Years passed since Cian was... we had our last confirmed sighting of Cian. That was on Sunday, the 27th of September, 2020, and that was in the Hornhead area here of Donegal. So Cian, aged 28, was reported missing from the Falkara area. Cian is 5'8" tall and of medium build. He has sandy coloured hair. He was wearing blue jeans, a white t-shirt and black boots on one of the last occasions that he was observed. So we're appealing today, if anybody has any information in relation to the whereabouts of Cian, or any information at all that might assist us with the investigation, you know, had they been speaking to Cian in the days, you know, following his disappearance, or any smallest bit of information may be of vital use to us with, you know, in this investigation. We ask people to contact Milford Gardaí on 07491 530 60, or as always they can contact the Garda Confidential line on 1-800-666-111. We have a picture of Cian is available to view on the Garda Síochána Donegal Facebook page, also for people to refresh their memory. And we would just ask for people to keep this matter, and you know, fresh in their memory, you know, and keep an eye out for Cian. And any, as I said, any smallest piece of information that they may not have come forward with before, we would ask them to please come forward with that information to us.
Moving on to a burglary in Ballybuffet between the 27th and 28th, which is pretty much last night, isn't it?
Yeah, happened last night, yeah, in the Glenpatrick Place area of Ballybuffet. This is only between 7 p.m. last night and 10 to 1 a.m. actually this morning. So a glass panel was smashed at the front door of this house. Entry was gained to the house. It doesn't appear that any damage was caused within the house, and it's unknown, it's an early stage yet of the investigation, it's unknown as of yet as to whether any property was stolen from the house. So we're appealing mainly to other residents within the Glenpatrick Place estate to contact us if they heard or seen anything suspicious in their locality last night, if they have any information whatsoever that would help progress this information for us. Gardaí in Letterkenny can be contacted on 074 9167 100, and it may be an AD also for other residents within that area this morning, maybe to check garages, check cars, check, you know, around their own properties, just to notify us if they see anything untoward on their own property.
Moving to Raphoe and a collision last week.
Yeah, so this Letterkenny Gardaí again are investigating a road traffic collision. This happened in the area of Drumfad, Raphoe. This was on Tuesday, the 23rd of September, happened shortly after 7:15 p.m. So this collision was between a van and a motorcycle. The motorcyclist was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment for injuries sustained, none of which are believed to be life-threatening. We're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed the collision, firstly, to contact us in Letterkenny, or if anybody was in that area with a dash cam that may have captured the collision, we would like to hear from them also.
A theft in Kilmacrennan on the 22nd, which was a week ago tomorrow.
Yes, Milford Gardaí, you're appealing for the assistance of the public in relation to a theft. This took place in the Kilmacrennan area on Wednesday the 22nd. This happened in and around 4 p.m. So we're interested in the movement of a UK registered Land Rover Discovery Jeep that was in the area at the time. This vehicle was seen travelling from the Milford Road towards Letterkenny on the N56. So we are appealing to the public for dash cam footage, again CCTV footage of the vehicle or the occupants of that vehicle. If anybody knows the current location of this vehicle, we would ask them to contact Milford Garda Station on 074 9153060, or again the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111.
Moving on now to Dunloe and an assault in the Key Road area of the town a week ago today.
Yeah, this assault happened on Tuesday the 21st of September, happened in and around 11:15 p.m. on the Key Road in Dunloe. A man is believed to have been assaulted by a group of men at that location. The man in question was taken from the scene to Letterkenny Hospital to receive treatment for multiple injuries he sustained, again, none of which are believed to be life-threatening. Our appeal is for anybody who was in that general area, the Key Road, or observed what happened, to contact Gardaí in Milford on 9153060. Again, if anybody was in the Key Road and had a dash cam, that would be of great use to us also, if they could come forward with that footage to Gardaí in Milford.
An issue that seems to crop up quite regularly is theft from vehicles and the latest incidents in convoy.
Yeah, and every so often we do have a spate of these, and it has been a while, I think, since we had a spate of them. A number of months back we had a spate of thefts from cars here in Letterkenny. This happened in the Greenfields area of Convoy in the early hours of Sunday, the 26th of September. So between, it's believed it happened in between 3 to 6 a.m. in the morning. Entry was gained to six cars and numerous different items were stolen from them. Sunglasses, clothing, car documents. None of the cars had been locked at the time. So obviously this person went door to door, car to car, to chance their arm to see which car was unlocked. And they were successful in that six vehicles were unlocked. So we're appealing to residents in the area of Greenfields to contact us if they've seen or observed anything during that time period that might assist us with our investigation. And we can be contacted in Letterkenny on 91 67 100. And we just like to take this chance to, Donald, to remind people again, and I know it's repetitive, we're saying it all the time, and I do it myself, times everybody does it, I think, lapse of, you know, every so often you might forget to lock your car, but it's so important, no matter if you're parking your car down the town in the driveway of your own home, ensure if your car is unattended, lock it. Don't leave any valuables in your car, cash, jewellery, electronics, items such as these. Park in a well-lit location if possible. And it's also very important, we can't stress the importance enough of people reporting any suspicious activity in their area whatsoever. Don't feel foolish about ringing us, could be nothing. Just give us a ring and let the patrol car call out and check the matter out.
Campus Watch, and we know the colleges are getting back into full force, and indeed I think first year starting today at Letterkenny IT, so a lot of activity with people moving in and students starting to live in areas like Letterkenny and elsewhere, and with that in mind, Gardaí have some advice for them and are looking very carefully at the situation.
Yeah, and Campus Watch, possibly a lot of people may not have heard of Campus Watch, the Campus Watch scheme before. So Campus Watch is very similar to the Neighbourhood Watch scheme, the residential scheme there. It's a crime prevention and community safety programme. It operates as a partnership between us, the guards, and the campus occupants. And it operates on the basis that every member of campus can look out for each other. They can improve the quality of life on campus by keeping a lookout for other students, staff, visitors to the campus. And again, it's vitally important that they report any suspicious activity to Gardaí. So we have Campus Watch Gardaí, Liaison Gardaí in every part of the country, and indeed here in Letterkenny we have Campus Watch Liaison Gardaí also. And their role is to provide students with any sort of assistance should they need our advice or help. And during the academic year we run information campaigns designed to keep students safe and secure. So at the minute there is a campaign underway as part of Campus Watch. It's entitled Rise Above the Influence. Starting college should be the beginning of an exciting chapter in the life of a student. I'm casting my own mind back to when I started college and all the excitement that went with it, you know, and we don't want to put a dampener on that part of their lives or to dull the excitement in any way, but just it's important to dish out some important advice to students as they start. And this year we also have freshers. We have first year starting college, and it's an unusual situation this year that many second years are actually attending on campus for the first time also. Yeah, so this campaign is really a drugs campaign. You know, we're urging all students not to let drugs use end their career before it starts. And our advice to all students is to not let themselves become victims of the drug trade. And as we know, drugs are rampant. They're rampant in every town in Ireland, you know. And as we all know, drug use can lead to addiction, debt, prison sentences, and also the destruction of your physical and mental health. So there is a Campus Watch section on the Garda website, www.garda.ie. It's important that parents also of students maybe go to that section and read some of the tips and advice that are on there. Hopefully this information and advice provided on the Garda website will help make this academic year a secure and safe one for all on campus.
And I'm sure sometimes too, having, you know, a Garda on campus as a specific liaison officer can very often lead to that situation where maybe a quiet chat today can set off the chance of maybe a sterner chat later on in the week or next week and so on. And sometimes the chat at the right time is going to head off what might happen otherwise.
It is, yeah. And it's good too to build up trust, you know. And I suppose in recent times guards haven't been able, no more so than schools or anywhere else, we haven't been able or in a position to be able to call out to speak to students. But hopefully now with the easing of restrictions that will all change, and the campus liaison Gardaí will again be able to visit the students on campus and speak to them, get to know them, provide the students with their name and their contact details, and it's good to build up a relationship with them, that, you know, a trust, there's a trust there then, that if there is any issues that they're experiencing within their student life, that they'll feel free, you know, to come to the Garda station and ask for that Garda to speak to them.
And we wish all the new and returning students well. Gráinne, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you, Donal.